This is MemCare by Radio, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent. Welcome to another edition of MemCare by Radio. I'm Scott Hollinger, and I'm thankful you've made time once again in your schedule to allow us to spend this time together. Listening is something most of us hearing this program take for granted, but hearing and listening are two different things, aren't they? I can remember as a teenager hearing a lot of my friends say they didn't really listen to the lyrics of a song. They just liked the music, or they liked the beat. Does that sound familiar to you? I'd imagine so. I guess I was probably one of those rare people who actually listened to the lyrics as well as the music. I have to admit, I even played some records backwards to hear those subliminal messages, you know, that some rock albums were supposed to contain. And I found out that, yeah, some of them did, and they weren't too nice sometimes. But today, as a husband and father and involved in ministry, I find a lot of my time is spent in hearing people talk, and that I'm supposed to be listening to them as they share their day, their events, and their struggles. I've got to be honest, it's not always easy. And more than once, either my wife or one of my sons would ask me, "Have you heard a word I said?" Hearing the simple word, "Dad," from my 13-year-old, is the cue that he wants to have a conversation. And if I don't answer immediately, he'll repeat that one word again, but with a bit more emphasis. "Dad!" That way he knows he has my full attention. Well, today Rick Sessions is with us again, and he talks about the art of listening.
Brian and Mike were roommates at the university. One Sunday morning in early December, Mike showered earlier than usual. Brian sat up in bed, stared at Mike, and said, "Are you sick?" "No," Mike said, "I'm okay. I'm just going to church this morning." "Church?" Brian said. "Is it Christmas or something?" "No," Mike answered, "it isn't Christmas. I just decided to go to church today." "What for?" Brian asked. Mike responded, "Well, I guess I want to hear the Word of God. That's what my dad always said he went for." Brian pulled the covers over his head and Mike left. 2 hours later, Mike returned. Brian was reading. As Mike came through the door, Brian looked up. "Did it happen?" "Did what happen?" "Did you hear the Word of God?" Mike responded, "Well, I don't know. But if what I heard is true, it would make a big difference." When Mike said those words, "I guess I want to hear the Word of God," I think he speaks for most people when they come to church. They want to hear someone speak the Word of God. That's what people want to hear from Christian leaders. That's what they have a right to hear. Question is, how are they going to hear the Word of God through Christian leaders? Are they going to hear the Word of God because Christian leaders are faithful to Scripture? Are people going to hear the Word of God because Christian leaders are committed to effective communication? Well, yes, these issues are important for sure. But there is one other weighty factor that will determine whether people truly hear the Word of God. People who follow Christian leaders deserve to follow a pioneer listener. A pioneer is a person who goes on ahead of a group of travelers to make it safe for them to follow. The pioneer scouts ahead, explores, examines, takes risks, discovers, and suffers if necessary on behalf of fellow travelers who will take the same path. And people will hear the Word of God when pioneer Christian listeners speak. But there are some obstacles to pioneer listening. First, there's the expectation of followers. The church sends the message that Christian leaders are called first to be speakers, not listeners. You know, when I was ordained to the Christian ministry, the vows that I took really gave no indication that I was called to be a listener. I was charged in that service of ordination to preach the gospel, to administer the ordinances, to be a person of prayer, and to lead the people of God. In all my preparation for Christian ministry, I never took a course. I never even took a single class on listening. But over the years, I've recognized how desperately I need to hear from God before I can speak for Him. On hearing hangs our salvation. Oh yes, one can lead for a season without attentive listening. It is our occupational hazard as Christian leaders that we are so driven by the question, "What shall I say?" and "What shall I do?" that we find little time to ask, what is God saying and what is God doing? In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the Apostle Paul wrote, faith comes through hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. Yes, leaders speak the Word, but in order to do that, may they be hearers first. If not, our foundation for Christian ministry collapses. What remains will be a religious organization that preserves tradition and promotes good causes, but it will not be the church where people are believing and calling on the name of the Lord.
This feature is a presentation of MemCare by Radio. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We would like to invite you to check out our website further. We offer other audio features and resources to help you in your work and ministry. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that we feel will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.